Welcome back to the Suns preseason special. Now joined by head coach Monty Williams. And Monty, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do to keep these guys ready. I mean, this is about as long of a gap as there's ever been between a preseason and the regular season. So is this a challenge for you to get them game shape?
No, I think it's an opportunity. We get a chance to heal a bit. We had a good camp. We had some bumps and bruises from camp and played four games. We were able to hold back some of our packages because we saw this time as an opportunity to add and maybe hopefully catch teams off guard with some new stuff. So I don't see it as a challenge. Everything we do is a challenge. I see this as an opportunity to get better, add some stuff, and hopefully be ready for opening night.
All right, so that said, are you going to try to simulate any game action besides just the run in the normal practices and drills? Are you going to try to do a hard scrimmage or two in the next week?
Yeah, we plan on having at least two scrimmages, and we want to try to make it like it's a game week. We'll have medium to hard practices, and then we're going to have hopefully two hard scrimmages where we get up and down and have a halftime and all the stuff that we do during a game.
It speaks to how unique of a player Ricky is, because when he comes in, everyone's excited to see him play, of course, but maybe they're most excited for what he's going to do for DeAndre. How have you seen those two develop over the past 2 weeks?
Well, I think they have meaningful conversations on and off the floor. Ricky's had an ability to help big guys, Towns and Gobert, and even wings, Wiggins and Donovan Mitchell. So, as excited as we are to have him, I think the guys know that Ricky has wisdom. He's a champion, and he's like a coach on the floor.
How do you feel about the four games that we saw in the preseason and what you were able to do coaching off of what you saw? There was some really great stuff.
Yeah.
And then obviously I'm sure there were things that you expected you were going to have to work on.
I expected us to have some slippage from game to game because everything's new, new concepts, new players, new team for Devin and DeAndre. But I was pleasantly surprised at the ball movement and the player movement in our make offense. The Portland game set the bar for us, and we know that we won't shoot 24 makes from the three-point line. We hope so, but we know that we can, and that's exciting. At the same time, against the Denver team, we just showed up. We didn't bring the same edge, and that was good for us. Our guys, to a man, knew that we got to bring a toughness, an edge, a swag when we step on the floor, not just for games, but shoot-arounds.
This is probably a simple answer, but what's the biggest difference coming into a group that's already so established together and then one like this where not only are Devin and DeAndre still getting used to each other, but there's so many new bodies in here, you and James in these roles. What's the biggest difference there in terms of your mentality as a coach?
For me, it's just patience, understanding that we're going to have some ups and downs. With character, I think we'll have more ups. That may not always translate into a win, but with the long view in mind, I have to be aware of the wins that we get every day, but also have patience when the development stuff comes out. And so that's the biggest difference. If I had to, compare it to my time in Philly, we didn't have to be patient at all. And we were just like, championship, championship, every day. Like, that's it. Here, we're building towards that. And so that leads me to be mindful of my temperature every day. I got to be patient. I got to listen. And sometimes I got to shut up and get out of the way. So I'm more mindful of my own level of patience.
Oh, I got a chance to see practice today and see how you were working with your coaches. You've been on both sides, and you just talked about Philly. You weren't the head man there. You're the head guy now. I want to give you a minute to talk about your staff, because Suns fans out there, they're getting to know you, but they're also going to get to know who's sitting right next to you. So what do you think about the way this staff has come together?
Well, I love the men on our staff. We have younger guys that I look up to. Willie Green is as solid as they come as a human being. He's a winner. He comes from a winning program. He has a level head about him. He's got a toughness about him. And I love his family. You know, Tara's a beautiful lady. And I've seen his kids grow up. Darko, he and Gaga are just unreal. I work with him in OKC. Darko brings a flavor to the game that's bigger than just European. He's innovative. Every day we talk about, you know, changes, things we can do better. But more than anything, I love who he is as a man. We've been good friends for a long time. He challenges me as a coach, and I love that. And Mark Bryant and I play together, and we work together. He's just one of the best people I've met since I've been in the league, and he's tough. He's a big man savant, but also a really good coach, and he has an unreal way about him, a bit of a Pied Piper. Guys are attracted to him. Most players don't even want to talk to me. They see Mark, and they just gravitate towards him. He just has a really good spirit about him. Randy Ayers is someone that I've known for a long time. I played for him. He was dumb enough to work for me in New Orleans and crazy enough to come here with me in Phoenix. He believes in me and always has. And I value the wisdom that he brings. I knew I needed a truth teller, and he's a truth teller for me. And so he and Carol have been a part of my life for a long time. His son went to Notre Dame, and you know, I just appreciate him. And Larry's just a grinder. I mean, he's been everywhere. Name a job, Larry's had it. You know, he's probably swept a few gyms in college and the pros, and he just gets it. You know, he's an organized guy, and I just love having him around. And Steve Blake is, you know, need I say more? Consummate pro, tough as nails, tells me the truth. I coached him in Portland. Steve and I spent more time playing one-on-one full court than any guy that I've been around. And that's how we got to be tight. And when I had a chance to ask him to partner with me, he and Kristen jumped at it, and I couldn't have been more proud and happy about having him on the staff, because he's going to help me, he's going to help our guys, and he'll be a credit to the city.
Nice. Devin's a hyper-competitive guy, and unfortunately for him, it's just been a lot of losing the past couple of years. How can you sense how eager he is to get out of that situation and without sort of tripping over himself, if you will, or just remaining in the right mindset where he's got all these guys around him like Ricky, Kelly, Mikel, DeAndre, to get out of that spot? Yeah. How do you just, like, position him in the right way to get out of there?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time just talking to Devin, learning his history, understanding that he's been through a lot, and I don't want to overwhelm him. And yet, I can't think of anybody that I want to see succeed more than Devin. I've heard all the nonsense that people have said. Between he and Mr. Sarver, I can't think of two people that I want to see get there. And that's my mindset when I come here every day. I want to help that young man become an all-star. I want to be a part of that journey. I want to see him win. I want to see his face when we finally make it. And I feel the same way for Mr. Sarver. Those two guys were a part of the equation for me to come here. If I can be a part of those two elevating their status as players and owners, what a blessing that would be for me.
All right, last thing for Coach. You settling in? How's Phoenix treating you so far?
I love it here, man. I know most, you know, when you go to a new city, people say that because they have to. Like, I don't have to. I really love this city. My kids would divorce me if we were to move. Everything's here. Everything from my family, restaurants, outdoors, hiking. The weather is unreal. My neighbors are fantastic. My family absolutely loves it here. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen here. I pray I'm here for the next 15 to 20 years. But it's a place that I certainly could see myself living forever, because it has everything. I found a great church. People here have just been tremendous. And I could talk about it for a while. It's been a great place for us.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, Coach. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to having more of these conversations throughout. And I hope that your love for the Valley's love for you, is just going to get bigger and better from here.
I hope so. They've been good to me so far, and I'm thankful to be here.
Thanks, Coach.